Down the hall, you'll find the 34th Infantry Division Room, Prisoner of War Room, Weapons Room, which has 130 weapons in.
The Gold Star Museum tells the proud story of Camp Dodge, 100 years worth of war and peace and serving Iowans in floods, tornadoes, and other emergencies. Some of the most cherished accounts are oral histories, the voices of the people who lived and worked here.
I had the account for the horses we'd received and lost.
World War I veteran Wilbur Boyne from Des Moines was a charter member of the American Legion. He was interviewed at the age of 103.
According to my record, we lost more horses than we received. And the captain says, well, that's good. He says, if it had been the other way around, we'd have been in trouble. So.
Early automobiles also travel the camp's dusty roads. Dorothy Ponell used one to cover Camp Dodge as a newspaper reporter for the Des Moines Capital.
We had a Model T Ford we called Lizzie. I never had such a good time in my life.
She sat for this interview in Iowa City in 1977 and remembered the thousands of young Iowans who were drafted in World War I and trained at Camp Dodge.
They were delighted that they had been chosen.
There wasn't really the bitterness about being taken from your job or your home.
Oh, no. They all seemed to enter into it with so much enthusiasm.
Dorothy was at Camp Dodge during the deadly flu pandemic and covered the VIP visits of Teddy Roosevelt, Eddie Rickenbacker, and General Leonard Wood. Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri was named in honor of the general. This undated recording has the sounds of boot camp there, where many Iowa soldiers have trained. Another soldier named Wood was also destined for fame, but future artist Grant Wood was just another face when he was at Camp Dodge in 1918. That's when Art Rasmussen from Weston arrived. He was joined by recruits from southern Iowa and Missouri.
Once too, they were mostly farmers, and I know some of them weren't able to read or write. I remember writing to one fellow's wife for him and reading her letters to him.
Rasmussen was there for the only military execution in Iowa history. Three black soldiers were court-martialed for raping a teenage white girl.
They got out of order and marched everybody down to the scene of execution. There was a lot of people down there, I know that, but it was out on a hillside. Mm-hmm.
The gallows were off-limits for civilians, but another hillside not far away would later become the most popular civilian retreat in Camp Dodge history, the swimming pool where Ronald Reagan used to go. I'm standing over the deep end now in what was one of the largest outdoor pools in the country. The pool was closed in 2005 and has been filled in with dirt, but the bathhouse is being renovated. Music is part of Iowa's military history. This recording is a performance by the 34th Army Band at the Old Val Air Ballroom in 1967. The Fairfield-based band will hold a free concert at Camp Dodge on June 6th to celebrate the installation's 100th birthday. At Camp Dodge, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.